It is 7 o'clock on a Monday evening. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for the Opera Box. This program is supported by the KGNU listener members and by WOW Children's Museum. More information can be found at wowchildrensmuseum.org.
Ich bin die erste Sängerin. Ich bin die erste Sängerin.
Das glaub ich ja, das glaub ich ja.
Nach ihrem Sinn,
das wollen sie mir nicht
bestreiten.
Ich will mir sie nicht bestreiten.
Hey, lassen sie sich
ich bin die erste Sängerin.
Ich glaub ich ja.
Ich bin die erste Sängerin.
Hey,
hey,
so lassen sie sich nicht bestreiten. Hey,
hey,
well, good evening, everyone. Welcome in KGNU's Opera Box, the best seat in the house. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, and my program tonight features duels, or at least confrontations, disagreements in opera, inspired by the recent so-called debates, such as the two sopranos here arguing over who is the number one soprano from Mozart's Impresario. Plus other name-calling from operas by Verdi, Wagner, Monteverdi, Bizet, and more. On guard, everyone. Join me for tonight's Opera Box.
Oh!
sopranos, Madame Hertz and Mademoiselle Lang, arguing over who will be the number one soprano in an upcoming music festival, trying to outdo each other, while the poor tenor tries to act as moderator. From Mozart's one-act comedy, Die Schauspieldirektor, The Impresario. And in that recording, we heard Noemi Nadelman as Madame Hertz and Ophelia Sala as Mademoiselle Lang. Lothar Odinius was the poor tenor, and Neville Mariner conducted the German Symphony Orchestra, Berlin. It's just coming up on 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell, and I've got a program of duels in opera inspired by the recent debates. And, of course, right now we are in the middle of our fundraising drive, our fall fundraising drive. Your support makes it possible for KGNU to produce music that inspires for communities across the Front Range. You can go to our website at kgnu.org and you can pledge your support and your membership for with KGNU. You can become a solar member with automatic bank transfer so you don't have to think about it. And you are showing your support that you want to see local community radio continue. Who else can you trust for news and music here in Boulder? KGNU is your one-stop source for all that great music and reporting. We want to say thank you to everybody who has already made donations or renewed their membership. Thank you very much for your support of KGNU. Well, back to dueling. Most duels are fought over a lover or one's reputation and honor. Sometimes it's a duel to the death. Other times it's just name-calling. This next one is a fight to the death. Sort of. In Bizet's opera Carmen, the young soldier Don José fell in love with the fickle Carmen. He went so far as to abandon his post to follow her, finding her in a mountain hideaway. While he's there, waiting for her, he meets the famous toreador, Escamillo, who introduces himself. Escamillo's like a national hero, and Don José is at first a little bit tongue-tied when he meets him. But as they're chatting, Escamillo mentions he's there to meet his lover, Carmen, whom he says has just broken up with some soldier fellow. Don José becomes enraged, and Escamillo figures out that he must be the young soldier. Don José pulls a knife and challenges Escamillo, and they fight. But Escamillo doesn't even try hard. He's much more agile than Don José. And this makes José even angrier, and he yells at Escamillo, telling him to fight seriously. In no time, Escamillo subdues Don José, just as Carmen walks in.
Je suis Escamillo, torero de Granada.
Escamillo,
c'est moi.
Je connais votre nom. Soyez les bienvenus, mais vraiment, camarade. Vous pouviez s'y rester,
je ne vous dis pas non, mais je suis amoureux, mon cher, à la folie. Et celui-là serait un pauvre compagnon qui, pour voir ses amours, ne risquerait sa vie.
Ce n'est que vous avez.
C'est une tzingara, mon cher.
Elle s'appelle
Carmen.
Carmen.
Carmen. Oui, mon cher. Elle avait pour amant un soldat qui jadis a déserté. Mais c'est fini, je crois, les amours de Carmen ne durent pas 6 mois.
Vous l'aimez cependant?
Je l'aime.
The famous bullfighter Escamillo easily bests the young soldier Don José in a knife fight from Act Two of Carmen by Georges Bizet. We heard Plácido Domingo as Don José and José Van Damme as Escamillo, and Georg Schulte conducted the London Philharmonic. Well, we're in the middle of our fall membership drive and fundraising drive here at KGNU. You know, when you think about KGNU and the programming here, it's unique. The DJs do their own programming. There isn't some forced playlist based on popularity or numbers. It's based upon the love of music that your fellow neighbors share, who become DJs here at volunteer-driven KGNU. And so the programming here is unique. You don't hear programming like the Opera Box on any other radio dial right now. There is no other scheduled opera shows like at KGNU. And the hosts of the Opera Box bring you a wide variety of opera experiences. Also, you hear voices from the streets, real people on real issues in our community, in our news programming as well. You learn from ongoing in-depth coverage of complex issues. Go to our website at kgnu.org and pledge your membership and your donation. Become a Solar member with easy automatic bank transfers. And enjoy guilt-free listening, knowing that you make this station possible. Thank you. It's 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box here at KGNU with Ron Nadel, and I've got a playlist of operatic debates, otherwise known as duels. In this next example, name-calling turns into a wrestling match. In Monteverdi's The Return of Ulysses to His Homeland, Monteverdi's final opera from 1639 is about faithfulness and virtue, and it's taken from Homer's Odyssey, relating the story of Ulysses' return to his homeland. Now, while he was away, several unscrupulous suitors were wooing his queen. Everyone believed Ulysses had perished on his Odyssey. Well, when he returns to his country, he has to make his way on foot in the disguise of a beggar. And in this scene from Act Two, Ulysses encounters his faithful old shepherd, Eumedes. As they walk together, Eumedes is harassed by two of Penelope's suitors, Antinous and Eris, who hate Eumedes because he remained loyal to Ulysses. They act arrogant and superior. They call him names, and they call this beggar names, not knowing it's Ulysses. Well, Ulysses, as the beggar, gives them as good as he gets, calling the wooers fat sacks of straw. Eris threatens to pull Ulysses' beard out one hair at a time and challenges him to a wrestling duel. "I accept the challenge, Knight of the Paunch," Ulysses cries, and they fight.
Sempre villano e umete, sempre, sempre ingegni di perturbar la pace, di tordir la gioia, oggetto di dolore, ritrovator di noia. Hai qui condotto un infesto mendico, un noioso importuno che con suoi volti ai corde non farà che guastar le menti liete. L'ha condotto fortuna alle case d'Ulisse, ove pietà s'aduna. Rimanga in te tuo custodio, e qui non venga, dove civile nobiltà comanda il regge. Civile nobiltà non è crudele, né puote anima grande sdegnar pietà, che nasce dei regi tra le fasce. Arrogante plebeo insegnar o precese, a te vil uomo tocca, né de parlar di re villana bocca. E tu, povero indigno, fuggi da questo re!
Partiti, partiti, muovi, vie! Se sei qui, qui per mangiar sol via di te.
Uomo di grosso taglio, di larga prospettiva, benché caduto ed invecchiato sia, non è vile però, non è vile però, non è vile però l'anima mia. se tanto mi concede l'alta bontà, regale, trarrò il corpaccio tuo sotto il mio piede, mostruoso, mostruoso animale.
E che sì, rimbambito guerriero, ecco il bastudo. E che sì, che ti strappo i peli della barba, ad uno, 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 ad uno.
Voglio perder la vita, se di forza e di paglia, io non ci vinco, sacco di paglia. Vediam, regina, in questa bella coppia, tu una lotta di braccia, stravagante duello.
Ecco, ma io t'assicuro, pellegrin, pellegrin sconosciuto.
Anch'io ti do, franchina, combattito, 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 parmuto.
La grande sfida accetto, accetto, accetto. Cavaliero panciuto,
su, su, dunque, su, su, allaccio, 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 su, su.
Ulysses, in the disguise as a beggar, easily defeats the pretentious Eris in a wrestling challenge. A little bit of comic relief in an otherwise dramatic opera, Ulysses will kill all the other suitors who came to take his place as king. From Monteverdi's The Return of Ulysses to His Homeland, we heard Sven Eliasson as Ulysses, Max von Egmont as Eumetes, his faithful shepherd, Wyatt Walker was Antinous, and Murray Dickey was Eris. Nicholas Harnoncourt conducted the concertus music of Vienna.
Hello, my name is Linda, and KGNU has been a part of my life for at least 30 years. Being part of this community is important to me. The news is truthful and unbiased with no corporate interference or scripting. The music shows are completely diverse. Some I love and some are not my cup of tea. The disc jockeys that do the shows and interviews are always interesting and bring in a great diverse group of people who want to share their information and their passions and their heart. Now is a great time for you to become a part of this community. Go to kgnu.org and become a member today.
Support comes from Save Home Heat Company, providing professional heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical services to Denver Boulder area homeowners for over 40 years. More information can be found at savehomeheat.com.
It is 28 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU, and I've got my playlist of confrontations and debates in opera. And be sure to stay with me after the Opera Box for a Classic Monday. I've got a playlist of classical music by composers we all should be more familiar with, and their last names all begin with B. That's at 8 p.m. right here at KGNU. Of course, we're in the middle of our fall membership drive, and we've got a goal for this program of $200 of donations for the Opera Box tonight. Be sure to go to our website, kgnu.org, and pledge your donation. And we say thank you to everyone who has done so already. Now, these next two comrades discover that they really are enemies. This is in Verdi's Forza del Destino, The Force of Destiny. A little bit of a complicated plot. Don Felix and Don Federico are comrades in arms. Both men, however, have assumed identities to distance themselves from an unhappy past. Don Federico is really Don Alvaro. Some time ago, he accidentally killed the father of the woman he loved, Leonora. Leonora is the sister of Don Felix, who is really Don Carlo. Well, one day, Alvaro is wounded in battle and near death. He entrusts a box of letters to Carlo, asking that they be destroyed upon his death. Well, Carlo reads some of the letters and learns that Alvaro was the man who killed his father. Alvaro recovers from his wounds and is confronted by Don Carlo, and they duel. But before they can kill each other, they're separated by the other men in the regiment.
Io sono d'artite minacce, non mani dal suono, usciamo un istante, onde morire. La morte disprezzo, ma duole m'inveire, contro un che per prima mi stare m'offria.
Non ho profanato da nome, non sia, non ho profanato dal nome, non sia.
Fu il destino che il padre m'ha ucciso, non io che sedussi quell'angel d'amore, ne guardare entrambi e dal paradiso. Io sono innocente, vivo nel cuore. Io sono innocente, vivo.
Adunque con lei
la notte fatale io caddi per doppia ferita mortale.
Guaritone
un anno in traccia ne andai.
Ahimè, che era spenta Leonora trovai.
Menzogna, menzogna, la sua era ospitata l'antica parenti, i giunzi, ma tardi, e bella fuggente, e fine, e la fine, grandia, si vive.
Don Carlo, amico, il fremito che ogni mia fibra scuote, mi dico che quest'anima infame se non muore.
Vive, gran Dio, quell'angelo,
vive, 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 vive
Two comrades discover their long-lost enemies, and their hatred is revived. As they fight, they're separated by the other men. This is from Act 3 of Verdi's La Forza del Destino, The Force of Destiny. We heard Cheryl Milnes as Don Carlo, and Placido Domingo as Don Alvaro. James Levine conducted the London Symphony Orchestra and the John Aldus Choir. Well, it's about 22 minutes now before 8 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box, the best seat in the house at KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, tonight with a program featuring great confrontations in opera. In just a moment, we're going to hear one of the most famous rivalries between the Capulets and the Montagues. But I want to remind everybody that we're in the middle of our fall pledge drive right now. And I want to encourage you to go to our website at kgnu.org and make your donation, renew your membership as well. Or you can become a Solar member with the automatic bank transfer. That makes it much easier. You don't have to write a check every month. Your support allows for the experience of a wide range of music because the DJs control what they play. That's right. We create our playlist just like the one you're listening to this evening. And every week, it's like a trip around the world in sound, rhythm, and culture. And you can enjoy hand-picked selections that make for unique listener experiences guided by hosts who care about what they create and the creative process, making music exciting for you, the listener. KGNU is supported by listeners just like you, and we want to thank all of our listener members for supporting KGNU and local radio. Well, Bellini's opera, The Capulets and the Montagues, is a slightly different story from the one that Shakespeare told. The families are political rivals when Romeo killed Giulietta's brother. Giulietta is betrothed to Tybalt, her brother's best friend, although she's in love with Romeo. Well, Giulietta's doctor gives her a sleeping potion, which will make her appear to have died. The doctor will then bring Romeo to her tomb and explain that she is just sleeping. But in Act Two, it's not the doctor who meets Romeo, it's Tybalt who confronts him, and confrontation becomes duel. The duel is interrupted by Giulietta's funeral procession. In Bellini's opera, Romeo is sung by mezzo-soprano. It's a trouser role. Here we are with the duel from Act Two of The Capulets and the Montagues.
Thank you. sentimento orribile.
Romeo and Tybalt, rivals for Giulietta's love, and political enemies confront each other, but their duel is stopped by her funeral procession. From Act Two of Bellini's I Capuletti e I Montecchi, The Capulets and Montagues, we heard Janet Baker as Romeo and Nicolai Guetta as Tybalt. Giuseppe Pitani conducted the New Philharmonia Orchestra and the John Aldus Choir. Well, we want to thank Ken for going to the KGNU website and making a donation and pledging himself as a supporter of local radio. You know, when you go to our website and you pledge your support, you can be an activist in your community. And now is the time to stand up and support independent, non-commercial, community-powered broadcasting. You shouldn't sit this one out. Let the music you hear help connect you to your emotions and to those of another human, guiding and exploring, discovering new music. Well, thank you for your support of KGNU. I'm going to close tonight's operatic debates with a duel from Wagner's Tannhäuser. It's a singing duel. Wagner's opera is based on the legendary famous poet and singer from the Middle Ages, Tannhäuser, Heinrich Tannhäuser. Tannhäuser and Elizabeth were in love, but he has been gone for some time. When he returns, their feelings are revived, but he won't say where he's been. In Act Two, the town of Wartburg has arranged a singing contest to be judged by Elizabeth. The subject of the contest? Love. And Wolfram von Eschenbach is the first singer. He sings of trite, idealized love, and Tannhäuser chides his friend for timidity and a lack of passion. Tannhäuser himself extols on the physical pleasures of love, while another singer, Bitterolf, violently objects to such a wanton expression. The contest becomes animated as they disagree with each other in turn. Well, aroused to scornful indignation, Tannhäuser then reveals he's been living in Venusberg, a place of lust and sin. The women are scandalized and the men enraged.
Mein Herz ergrüßt. tapfer, deutsch und weise, ein stolzer Eichwald, herrlich frisch und grün, und alt und tugendsam erblick ich Frauen, lieblicher Blütenduft der reichsten Kranz. Es wird der Blick wohl trunken mir vom Schauen, mein Lied verstummt vor solcher mein Geist aus jener Ferne. Andächtig singt die Seele in Gebet. Und sie, ihr zeiget sich ein
Himmel, blick auf zu seinen Sternen. Oh! begreifen sollt. Doch was sich der Berührung beuget, euch Herz und Sinne nahe liegt, was sich aus gleichem Stoff erzeuget, in weicher Form, wo kann euch schmiegt.
Tannhäuser, Bitterolf, and Wolfram von Eschenbach arguing over their definitions of love. And Tannhäuser just went a little too far. We heard René Kollo as Tannhäuser. We heard Victor Braun as Wolfram von Eschenbach and Manfred Jungwirth as Bitterolf. Georg Scholte conducted the Vienna Philharmonic and the Vienna Sängverein. Well, I want to thank Timothy, who went to the KGNU website and pledged his support for local community radio. We really appreciate that. In his comments, he says, "The Opera Box rocks." Thanks so much for that sentiment, and thanks for being a listener member, Timothy. Well, that's all the time that we have for our operatic debates this evening. Stay tuned now for a Classic Monday.
Support comes from the Boulder Library Foundation and Boulder Public Library, providing a community forum to talk about race as part of Boulder Public Library's One Book, One Boulder series, featuring Ijeoma Aluo discussing her book, So You Want to Talk About Race, on Thursday, November 5th at 7 p.m. BoulderLibrary.org.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, and tonight my playlist highlights composers we all should know better, who should be heard more in broadcasts and concert halls, like Nunc Dimittis by Jeffrey Bergen. As well as George Bereti, Amy Beach, Arnold Bax, and Grazinia Bacevich. You'll know what you've been missing when you join me now for a Classic Monday.